Relief as you open the door mixes with my memory of the first man I had met this morning. He wasn't unattractive, although not really my type. He wasn't particularly rough either, but the sex was quite dull and vanilla. I did my best to seem keen and interested. I didn't want to let you down. I imagined that you had arranged for him to be my first of the day as a kind of warm-up. The contrast, as you draw me inside, is profound. Your hand on my arm is electric. You peel off my coat, trace your fingers along my collarbone, and gently stroke my neck. The bruises there are from my second call of the day. This man was brutal, his hands grasping my throat, then reaching for a long, thin cane. Pushed over the edge of a chair, I screamed as the blows landed until he taped my mouth shut. He only ripped off the tape to force his cock into my throat, cutting off my breath anew. I wondered if you'd charged him extra to be so violent, didn't stop to count the cash he pressed into my hand. I pull the notes combined with the rest from the day and give them to you as expected. You give them the briefest of glances and place the pile on the table. Taking my hand, your fingers brush the cuts on my wrist. Nothing permanent, but red and raw from hanging from them for the entirety of my third client's time. He was the closest to you in build and temperament. Unpredictable. One moment stroking my hair, the next punching into the soft flesh of my tummy. Then a knife point, scoring gently down my sides. Then less gently, red lines giving way to trails of blood. By the time he released the restraints, I fell to the ground. He dropped his payment on the floor in front of me and smirked as I scrambled to scoop it up. Grabbing my hips and forcing his cock into my ass, there was no way for me to escape the reality of what was happening. Your expression is remarkably similar as you push me to my knees in the corner of the room now. This place is a sanctuary for me, though. In your world, your home, your arms soon, I hope. Did I do well? Are you pleased with me? Did I earn enough also to earn your attention? There is a knock at the door, and I stare up at you wide-eyed. Be quiet now. Don't be a nuisance, you say. You turn to the door, leaving me confused and afraid. A woman walks into the room, tall, elegant, beautiful. You kiss her with a deep passion that makes me ache before reaching for the notes on the table. She slips them silently into a pocket and turns for you to take her coat. I don't know if she sees me. She doesn't acknowledge me if she does. Instead, I kneel, sore, silent, and invisible, while you and she lay on the bed. You moan quietly. And I realise that her gorgeous red lips have found your cock. I can't describe the pain I feel, but it takes everything I have to cry in silence. You deserve this. I mustn't interrupt.